Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. The other day I came across yet another shark conservation group, and you can guess by my enthusiasm, I was not too impressed with that one either. Why is that? Isn't everybody who tries to help sharks someone to support? Well, yes and no. The yes is easy to see. A person tries to raise awareness and fellow conservationists should help. The no part is when a new organization is right away of the opinion that it's now them over others when it comes to conservation. The people of the organizations were wearing fancy slogans on their shirts to help sharks, which is actually a good thing, but when I listened to them, their knowledge took more than a dive. There was nothing there. So how can these people believe that they matter? But they sure present themselves that way. We are the best and do more than any other organization. So that doesn't fly. You cannot just propose this or that, but then there's no substance. When an organization claims to be the world's most active one, and in this case that's what they claim, then you can bet that something is clearly wrong with these folks. There should be no competition when it comes to shark conservation, and everybody should join the cause and not see themselves as the leader of the cause. But many organizations seem to have forgotten that long time ago. In today's world, where everybody wants to be better than the next one, it can easily be understood why a new organization wants to make its mark right away. But that's not the way it goes or should go, at least for animal conservation. But what seems to go hand in hand with organizations that claim to be the best and most active is the amount of wrongful information they are spreading. And that's very, very bad. I know that some data are not easy to get, but that does not make it legit to go with popular literature as the next best source. The less accurate information is spread, the more it hurts the cause. Actually, just 2 days ago, I had to listen to such an quote-unquote expert when he spoke to one of my friends about sharks. There were so many inaccuracies, it was not funny anymore. Of course, you can correct such a person, but would he listen? Hardly, because they see themselves as too important. These people hurt the cause, seriously they do, and it's not just that they spread nonsense. Some of them have a knack to get media attention, and the more exposure they get, the bolder the statements. So how come that some of these folks do not care about the accuracy of their statements? Because it takes time to read and compare. It's that simple. Who wants to sit down nowadays and put in the effort to learn, and even more so, do the research to get the most accurate information? In the past, I often heard the excuse that he or she doesn't understand scientific publications, and that's that. That is not a legitimate reason, but a simple excuse not to go the extra mile. So whenever I hear something along that line, I'm done with the person. Don't get me wrong. I can understand if you don't speak English, fair enough. But still, there are good books in many languages that are accurate when it comes to sharks. If one wants to spread the word and feels that one is important enough, then one should put in the time. And that is not an unreasonable request. Learn about the animal and its biology. It can't be that hard to read an animal's biology and then remember the essential details. No, it cannot be. And the more one reads, the clearer the correct statements get, and the more educated a person sounds. And isn't that exactly what we want? I truly think so, but when listening around, it still does not seem this way. I overheard this guy educate my friend that he mentioned something else that was totally wrong, and I had to correct him, and his answer was, and I was not even surprised because I heard it so many times before, his answer was, "I'm not a scientist." And that was his excuse for not knowing better. So is that it? Because he's not a scientist, making it legal? So is that it? Because he's not a scientist, makes it legit that he can spread wrongful information? I don't think so. That's pretty arrogant. I have a suggestion to those people. Shut up or put the time in to educate yourself. You may think I'm being harsh with such people. Well, I'm not, because people like me had to learn it as well. We had to sit down, not just for hours, days, months at a time. I'm not saying that one has to turn into an expert and read a gazillion scientific papers, but one could at least make sure that what one spreads is based on some good sources. You see, there's nothing wrong when 2-3 people get together, have an idea, and create an organization to support the idea, the cause. But once they believe they can lead a cause, but are not willing to put in the time to be accurate, then something turns wrong. Don't get me wrong, I cherish mostly everybody who helps to make it a better world, and sharks sure need all the help in the world, but please don't try to lead the cause when you don't have the background to do so. And that begins with something very simple, using scientific names of the species you want to protect. There's absolutely no excuse to do that inaccurately. If you're not able to copy such a name, then honestly, don't try to spread any words. But even scientists who should know better often do not copy correctly, especially when they have to cite a title or so written in German or English, a citation. There's absolutely no excuse to not properly copy that. But going back to these scientific names, sometimes I hear people, especially wannabes, to cite these names for the sake of, hey, look, I know its scientific name. Do you have to be impressed that someone can learn a name by heart? Is that it? I guess so. But then I have to ask, if that is a criteria for the person, how good will his input to the cause be when being able to recite a scientific name is already a criteria of success? Not that good. I said it before, I believe in a joint cause, but we all should understand where we stand and what our function is. Too many leaders never help the same movement. I know this may be a bit blunt for some people, what I just said, but I often have to waste my time when being asked to join something like a cause or an idea, and then have to go through pages of incorrect statements and assumptions. I don't want to put the time in to make something like that better, simply because I didn't have to take away time from my work. Conservation of sharks is not a hashtag I help to issue, but a straightforward mechanism of proper education, meaningful campaigns, and putting measures into effect. The more something like that is diluted, the less likely one is taken seriously. Fighting for the cause is very time-consuming and takes a lot out of a person, but fighting the cause is not just standing up and shout a phrase, but read and learn. The less learning time one puts into the cause, the less profound one will sound or come across. Reading and learning is something I have to do constantly too. And it's not always clear to me what I read in the first go around. So I too have to reread it and try to make sense and again put in time to understand everything. And believe you me, coming across not well read in academic circles is not something you want to experience. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.